Chris Middleton era is over.
How would you describe what Chris Middleton means to you?
Chris, you did it, huh? You f***ing did it.
Has it to Middleton. Middleton puts up the jumper. Puts it in! Chris Middleton, another clutch shot of these playoffs. And the lead back up by six. Timeout, Freeman.
That would have been just great.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton. Happy birthday, Jason Kenton. Places up the Bruins.
This is Special Box Coverage, powered by ESPN Wisconsin.
All right, away we go on a Wednesday afternoon. Chris Middleton's era in Milwaukee is over as the Milwaukee Bucks and the Washington Wizards have agreed to a trade. Chris Middleton out, Kyle Kuzma in for the Milwaukee Bucks, amongst a couple of other things. We'll dive into the details of this trade over the course of the next 2 hours as we are live and local with you here on ESPN Wisconsin. Alex Strofe, Joshy DiMaggio holding it down for you this afternoon. From the Gruber Law Offices, One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, just up the street from Fiserv Forum. For 3.5 years ago, Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and company led the Bucks to the 2021 NBA Championship, and Chris Middleton's time in Milwaukee, after over a decade, has come to an end. Want to hear from you on this. How are you feeling, Bucks fans? You can get in on the conversation on the Cardless Talk and text line. That number, write it down, text it down. If you're driving, just memorize it. 800-990-3776. John in Milwaukee already getting in on the action on the Cardless Talk and text line. Here's what he said, Joshy. Trauma specialist Alex Strofe coming in to make sure we are all okay.
Sad state of affairs if that's the job we're giving you.
You don't think I'm the trauma specialist around here?
You might be foisted into that position.
Foisted.
I don't think that's anybody by design, let's say.
Yeah, that's fair enough. All right, let's get into this. So Chris Middleton out of Milwaukee. It's a move we expected to come this week. NBA trade deadline coming tomorrow, Thursday afternoon. And the Bucks really needed to accomplish a couple of goals, right? Like, they needed to get younger, which they did here. They needed to get under the second apron. I'm not going to bore you with the details and some of the contract stuff, but they accomplished that by trading Chris Middleton today. Now, the third piece of this they have not done today. Right, I can blatantly say they did not get better today. The Bucks need to get better before the trade deadline. I don't think by moving Chris Middleton and adding Kyle Kuzma, if you got better, it was by a very, very thin margin. Right, you did not get significantly better today. But by accomplishing those first two goals, getting under the second apron and getting younger, you were accomplishing some of the goals that you needed to this week. But with a little over 24 hours until the NBA trade deadline coming up tomorrow, we now wonder, what is the Bucks' next move? In my mind, there is no way they're done. The big name that comes to mind is Jimmy Butler of the Miami Heat, right? Marquette ties, Milwaukee ties, is a headache in Miami, and it doesn't seem like a lot of teams are gunning after him right now, given the type of player he is and the reputation he has now earned. We know he's a dog. We know he's a damn good player. But as has proven in Minnesota and Philadelphia and now in Miami, Jimmy Butler can be a little bit of a headache. I think the Bucks now have a path over the course of the next 24-plus hours to say, hey, we'll take on that headache because that will make us, the key word, better. So that is the why, right? Three goals. Get under that second apron, get younger, get better. They've accomplished two of the three by making that move today. They didn't get better. And I understand the fans, and I've been listening to the reaction on Woldy and Tausch and scrolling through X and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all the social media platforms. Fans are sad today. And you know what? I feel you. I'm right there with you. Chris Middleton is such an important piece of the Milwaukee Bucks' rise over the course of the last decade. Him and Giannis came up together. They're fighting each other for minutes early on in their career. And ultimately, they become the 1-2 punch. They become the Batman and Robin the Milwaukee Bucks desperately needed over the course of the last 5 decades. And now today, February 5th, 2025, Batman has lost his Robin as Chris Middleton is traded to the Washington Wizards. So, yeah, I get why you're sad. I get why you're feeling that way. I get why you're feeling a little sentimental on this Wednesday. Chris Middleton means a ton to this franchise. You know, I've seen the remarks circling social media today. Retire 22. Sorry, Michael Redd. Chris Middleton will be remembered as 22 in Milwaukee. How you feeling? Hit us up, 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Your way into special coverage as we react to the breaking news. Chris Middleton out, Kyle Kuzma in. Patrick Baldwin, of course, Sussex Hamilton, UW-Milwaukee. Coming back in that trade, sounding like he might get waived, though. But we will see. No official reports on that quite yet, but could be what ultimately ends up happening. So this trade, technically not official quite yet, but Shams Charania of ESPN, amongst other sources, reporting it's A.J. Johnson, the first-round pick from this year, and Chris Middleton on their way out, Kyle Kuzma, Patrick Baldwin Jr. on their way in, as well as a second-round pick. The Bucks will now get they're in this weird thing with that first-round pick that comes back. They're going to get the worst pick, which will likely be theirs in the first round. So they don't really lose a pick in this trade either. So A.J. Johnson, Chris Middleton out, Kyle Kuzma, and Patrick Baldwin Jr. in. The other big question for me, right, the biggest question is what's next over the course of the next 27 or so hours ahead of the NBA trade deadline is, you know, what is the next move for the Bucks? Is Jimmy Butler in play, which I do believe he is, and we'll get a bit more into that later. 12:30 this afternoon, Evan Cohen of ESPN Radio's and Sportsmanlike will join me. He's ESPN Radio's resident NBA guy. He's also ESPN Radio's resident Heat fan. So we will dive into Jimmy Butler a bit later with Evan Cohen. But the other big question I think a lot of people are asking, rightfully so, is how's Giannis feeling? Wait, let's just take a quick trip down memory lane. When Jason Kidd was fired, you heard the highlight in the open of the show on Jason Kidd's birthday when Chris Middleton has one of his immaculate games that he's had many of over his time in Milwaukee. When Jason Kidd was fired, Giannis, not happy. Different things throughout the tenure of Giannis being one of the best, if not the best player in the world, and decisions that have been made within this organization have been openly criticized by Giannis Antetokounmpo. When you are running a franchise like the Milwaukee Bucks, who have championship expectations, your superstar naturally is going to have some say. This one is a head scratcher for me when it comes to that point. Giannis is the guy that says, "We bleepin' did it, Chris." Right? You got 13, 15 guys on an NBA roster. He's thanking one specifically when he's handed the Larry O'Brien trophy back in 2021. He's thanking Chris Middleton. I mentioned earlier, these are two guys that came up together way back in 2013. They're fighting each other for minutes at the beginning of their career, and they become that 1-2 punch. One of the best in the league at points. Is Giannis the type of guy that says, "Yeah, we need to get younger, and the best ability is availability, and frankly, Chris just hasn't been available the last 3 years. So if we have to move on from him, I get it." Or is he saying, "No, that's my guy. That's my best friend. That's my Robin to my Batman. If we're going to win another championship here in Milwaukee, Chris Middleton needs to be a part of that." It's one or the other. I don't know the answer. I lean more latter, right? Like I lean more Giannis probably wasn't thrilled about the idea of this. I don't know that for a fact. But given what all the two of those guys have been through together, I can't fathom the idea of Giannis jumping for joy that, A, you're moving on from his best friend Chris Middleton, but B, at least as of now, all you're getting in return is Kyle Kuzma, who is a fine player, but he's not a three-time All-Star like Chris Middleton. Everywhere he's been, he's, and I don't want to say he's failed, but those teams have failed. If you're not super plugged in on the NBA, you're probably not super plugged in on the Washington Wizards. Spoiler alert, they freaking suck. They have 8 wins, the worst team in the NBA. And you just acquired the second leading scorer on the worst team in the NBA. He's younger, he's only 29. He's going to, at least for the time being, have to become that third scoring option that the Bucks have, at least for the last couple of years, while Chris has battled injuries, and whether it was Drew Holiday or Damian Lillard running the point, the Bucks have desperately searched for a third scoring option. Chris was that guy when he was healthy, but that was a big if and when he was healthy. So I don't know that Kuzma catapults this team into championship consideration. That's for sure, right? I don't think this moves the needle at all when you move on from Chris Middleton and go to Kyle Kuzma. But he's a fine player. He's younger. He's a little bit more durable than Chris Middleton. Well, more durable than Chris Middleton has been the last couple of years. But this doesn't make you Cleveland level, Boston level, Knicks level. Like, this doesn't put you in that same conversation. You have one of the best players in the world, the best player in the Eastern Conference in Giannis Antetokounmpo. But adding a guy like Kyle Kuzma does not catapult you into the championship conversation. So what's next for the Bucks? And is Giannis in on those conversations? Those are the big questions I'm wondering. And I don't know that we'll have a ton of clarity on that until the trade deadline tomorrow. But we will see on that. Just to recap, the Bucks trade Chris Middleton, first-round pick A.J. Johnson, and their first-round, A.J. Johnson, the first-round pick from last year, and Chris Middleton to the Washington Wizards. They return Kyle Kuzma, the Milwaukee native Patrick Baldwin Jr., and a second-round pick from Washington. That, according to Shams Charania of ESPN. Reaction rolling in on the text line. The Carbless talking text line, 800-990-3776. Johnny in Milwaukee says, with broken hearts, we say goodbye to Cash Money. Legend. Milwaukee legend. But been too injured. It is the right move to move on from him, right? Contractually, I just said it, availability is the best ability. He hasn't been available. But inconsistent and injured. And that's the point that Jeff the Plumber makes on the text line. Chris was a very good NBA player, but he's always hurt and always inconsistent. It's the right move. Ernie says, Wizards have just 8 wins. What a slap in the face to Middleton. James the Postman. Chris Middleton, a huge reason why I enjoyed watching the Bucks with my 16-year-old son. He gave me and my son that experience. I'm grateful for him forever. Thank you, Chris, from James the Postman. Get your reaction in. Call us, text us. Want to hear from you on this. Are the Bucks done? What do you want to see the Bucks do next? How are you feeling after the Bucks move on from 3-time All-Star Chris Middleton? We are with you until 2 o'clock, leading into Kyle Bruston-Nortman here on ESPN Wisconsin. Chris Middleton out of Milwaukee. What's next for the Bucks? We continue to ponder that coming up next right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to special Bucks coverage on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Special breaking news coverage. Chris Middleton has been traded to the Washington Wizards. The Cash Money Middleton era in Milwaukee is over. Alex Struff hanging out with you in downtown Milwaukee, just up the street from Fiserv Forum as we continue to react to this news. Ton of reaction rolling in on the Carbless Talking text line from you, Bucks fan. Hit me up. I want to know how you're feeling. 800-990-3776 is your way in to ESPN Wisconsin, the Carbless Talking text line. Liss is more with Carbless. I really want to know what's next. And if nothing is next, oh boy, this went bad. Right? NBA trade deadline coming up tomorrow in the NBA. If this is it for the Bucks, oof. I'll tell you, I'll be feeling some type of way in a couple days. I'm going to sit and wait. I'm going to be patient for the time being before I say this was a bad idea. But if the Bucks do nothing in the next 27 hours, I don't know if this made you better. And this is a team whose championship window is open, but is only open for so long, right? Dame's getting older. Giannis is getting older. You got to capitalize now. And Kyle Kuzma does not spell out to me capitalizing now. Now, deadline's not here. I really don't think the Bucks are done. I don't. I think we're going to hear them in, at least in on a Jimmy Butler conversation. And there could be some other names floated around. If we've been through this before, man. The NBA trade deadline is chaos, right? If this weekend taught us anything, and when I say that, I refer, of course, to Luka Doncic being traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the Los Angeles Lakers. Anything's possible. Not to quote Kevin Garnett there. But anything's possible over the course of the next day plus as we approach the trade deadline. Kevin on the text line. In the big picture, Chris is a $34.5 million player option next year, and that would have handicapped the Milwaukee Bucks in the future. If they don't move on from him now, they would be stuck, and Chris not playing every game while making $34.5 million is a lot to pay a part-time employee. Part-time employee, good line there from Kevin on the text line. Yeah, I'm with you. I've seen a couple of these roll through, and I'm curious if anybody's feeling that way. Shoot me a call if you are. If you view Kyle Kuzma as a direct upgrade from Chris Middleton, because I'm open to hearing it, right? I'm not gonna tell you you're wrong necessarily. I'm curious to hear that spin. Because Paul in Milwaukee chimes in. Middleton is not close to being the player he was a couple of years ago. Kuzma is more athletic and has a ring. He knows how to play. And I agree with that. Right? He's an NBA player. He's starting quality. But does that make you really excited that that's your third scoring option? A guy that played for an 8-win Wizards team and averaged 15 points a game this year? Like, 15's not bad as a third option. But I struggle to say this moves the needle for me. I still look at the Celtics. I still look at the Cavs and say, yeah, those are teams that have much more of a chance to represent the Eastern Conference in the finals in June. I don't look at the Kyle Kuzma edition and go, wow, the Bucks got much better today. Watch out, NBA. Kyle Kuzma's coming to the Cream City. Look out, right? That's just not my reaction. Todd on the text line. Giannis has spent the last 2 months throwing shade at Chris by calling him old, slow, like he's running in molasses and a turtle. Yeah, he's okay with it. Chris is too inconsistent. 18 points one night, zero the next. Every offense targets him when he's on the floor. You can see their eyes light up. He means when Chris is playing defense. Sure, fair points. I don't know that Giannis is seriously throwing shade at Chris, though. Speaking of which, we do have a deleted tweet alert. Yeah, we've got a Giannis reaction in the form of a deleted tweet. I love the internet, dude. I mean, think about telling your like grandparents, right, who grew up in the early 1900s. Yeah, so now there's this thing called Twitter. You get notifications on your phone when somebody sends one out, but you can see when they deleted them, right? I mean, I love the internet. So Giannis tweeted this, and it was all in the form of emojis, so I'm going to do my best in describing it to those of you who are driving on I-94 right now and can't look at it. Giannis tweeted this, three emojis, red circle, white circle, and then the pondering emoji where the finger and the thumb are on the chin. Some know that. The younger generation will know that maybe as the Riz face. But it's more of like a pondering thinking emoji, right? So it's red emoji, white emoji, thinking emoji from Giannis Antetokounmpo. What is my life? I'm describing emojis on the radio right now. Red emoji, white emoji, thinking emoji from Giannis. It was put up and instantly deleted. Red and white. Let's read into this, okay? Red and white, the colors of the Washington Wizards. There's also some blue. I don't know if there's a blue circle available in the emojis. Red, white, thinking. That could mean Washington Wizards, from Giannis. Huh. What does that mean? From Giannis Antetokounmpo. Red emoji, white emoji, thinking. I mean, that's the extent of a statement we have from the star player of the Milwaukee Bucks right now. A deleted tweet. So make of that what you will. I would assume Giannis was in the loop on this coming. That is not to say he signed off on this. But I imagine he's been in the loop. And obviously the rumor mill's been swirling the last 24 hours. Especially the Kuzma-Middleton dynamic. That was first reported last night. So we knew this was probably in the hopper and a realistic possibility when Giannis put his head on the pillow last night. But his official redacted statement is red emoji, white emoji, thinking emoji. Profound stuff there from number 34. Make of that what you will. Chris Middleton out. Kyle Kuzma is in. Johnny chimes in. Wondering if they flip Kuzma to a third team. I also still wonder if LaVine could be on the move again. Yeah, it's a fair thought. I don't know on LaVine. I would guess not on Kuzma, but I wouldn't rule anything out. Because again, I think it is important to evaluate. And I don't want to get too nerdy. I don't want to get too in the weeds. But the Bucks obviously now under that second apron, which is good, right? You get penalized in the future if you're above that second apron. The Bucks now below that by moving on from Chris Middleton, and now they have the opportunity and some of the assets to make a big splash. I'm open to Jimmy Butler. In fact, let me rephrase that. I am for Jimmy Butler coming to Milwaukee. I don't think the Heat are getting a lot of interest. He's not playing for them. He's only causing headaches and turmoil in that locker room. They are going to want to move him by tomorrow's deadline. I think the Bucks need to target Jimmy Butler over the course of the next 24 plus hours. Take him in. We know how good of a basketball player he is. If you pair Dame, Giannis, and Jimmy Butler, that is a really good trio if they are healthy entering the postseason. Like, who's going to want to play that? That's really hard to stop. When you have an obvious dominant player who's added a mid-range jumper, by the way, in Giannis Antetokounmpo, who can do it all, was the Eastern Conference Player of the Month, announced yesterday in the month of January. You have Damian Lillard, who's a top 75 player of all time, one of the best point guards in the league still. And you add Jimmy Butler? Who's going to want to see that? Now, depth would worry me, but that is the next move I want to see made for the Milwaukee Bucks as we approach tomorrow's trade deadline. Speaking of the Miami Heat, and speaking of Jimmy Butler, ESPN Radio's resident Miami Heat fan, NBA guy, host of Unsportsmanlike, weekday mornings 5 to 9 on ESPN Madison, 5 to 7 on ESPN Milwaukee. Evan Cohen will join us next. Does he think I'm right? Will the Bucks target Jimmy Butler next? We'll dive into it with Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike next on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Special Bucks Coverage on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
To say, put the past away.
Chris Middleton traded to the Washington Wizards, the three-time All-Star, out of Milwaukee into the nation's capital as Kyle Kuzma and Patrick Baldwin Jr. come back to Milwaukee, the Milwaukee native, Baldwin Jr. and Kyle Kuzma. I don't think the Bucks are done, but we will continue to ponder the possibilities with you until 2 o'clock. Special coverage here on ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Alex Stroph with you from the Gruber Law Offices, One Call That's All Studio in downtown Milwaukee, just up the street from Fiserv Forum. Joining us now, he is the host of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, 5 to 9 Central each and every morning on ESPN Wisconsin. Heat fan, so we'll get into Jimmy Butler in a moment. Want to bring in Evan Cohen now from New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken. Good afternoon, Evan. Thanks for the time.
Trophy, thank you for having me. Yes, I'm here in New Orleans. Awesome to be here. Obviously, our coverage of Unsportsmanlike, as people in Milwaukee heard this morning, between 5A and 7A. Thanks to GNC and Verizon, so a shout-out to them. And then I'm doing work at ZipRecruiter this week, which is the best place, obviously, to get all of your needs in terms of hiring, both for companies and people. So there you go. Yes, I am here.
I will pass on to Ben Brust to look at ZipRecruiter. Thank you for that, Evan. Want to start?
He's going
to
need it.
Yeah, I know. I know he is. Let's start here, though. You'll be
but
very...
I know Ben's history. Not many companies have looked into ZipRecruiter to hire him. That's the problem.
Well done. Well done. You'll be very proud of me, Evan. So I spent the last segment reading emojis on the radio, which, believe it or not, actually kind of a tough thing to do. But Giannis Antetokounmpo, obviously the star of the Milwaukee Bucks, tweeting, then deleting this. I want to get your initial reaction. Red circle emoji, white circle emoji, pondering emoji, the one with the pointer finger and the thumb on the chin looking up into the galaxy, wondering, pondering. That was the tweeted, then deleted statement from Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo. You could be my emoji translator, or at least attempt to be. What do you make of the statement from Giannis?
I have no idea. Like, literally no idea. Because here's the thing. Okay, I'm looking at this now. So I was going to say, is that stop, go, and now I'm going to think. But obviously, right, the clear one is not go.
No.
So I think, listen, he could say what he wants. Giannis is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Giannis has every right to be involved in every move the Milwaukee Bucks mm-hmm. make. Giannis can claim he knew nothing about this or had nothing to do with this. And maybe he did or maybe he didn't. I am going to choose to believe in a non-shocking trade that he was aware. And I say that, Strope, because, like, I do not believe, and maybe I'm naive here, I do not believe LeBron knew about the Luka deal. Like, even though LeBron has been in everything, involved in everything, that one, for whatever reason, I don't believe he knew. This is a deal that, as you know, and as all the great people listening to ESPN Milwaukee know, has been rumored for days now. Yep. This was not like a, wow. This, like, I literally was standing with someone today, and I said, wow, Bucks made a trade. And the person literally said to me, Kuzma? And I said, yep. So they knew immediately. This was not like the Luka thing. So I also think, as unbelievable as Giannis is, and he is, there is zero chance that Giannis has an NBA championship, and he knows this. It's not like breaking news. Without Chris Middleton, who, as you mentioned, I'm a Heat fan. As a Heat fan, when those great series back and forth, I don't mean back and forth during the series, but I mean year after year, because right. The Heat and the Bucks had an interesting series. But every year, I go into those series as a Heat fan. Giannis is the best player. Middleton will hit the biggest shot. And he always did. Every time. Always did. There was that overtime game in game one of one of the series. I think it was the year the Bucks swept them, or 1-5, whatever it was, where Middleton hit a huge shot in overtime against the Heat that I thought completely changed the series, and it was game one. This guy was an awesome Milwaukee Buck, and I think Bucks fans are going to miss him.
Yeah, but availability is the best ability, right? And he just hasn't been available since the title run in 2021. I mean, you can build a statue, you can retire 22, whatever you want to do to cope with this and move on from the Chris Middleton era, but he just hasn't been available. So in terms of getting younger and healthier, this is the right move. But Evan, I don't view this move, and we still have time before tomorrow's NBA trade deadline, for the Bucks to get better. But I don't think they got better today by adding a guy like Kyle Kuzma.
Why is that?
I think they got healthier. I think they're going to have more consistent play. But he's
you
not
just said the best ability is your availability. Sure. If they got healthier, then you have to deem them better, no?
Sure, but from a scoring perspective, Kyle Kuzma isn't going to put on 50 in an Eastern Conference Finals when Giannis and Drew Holiday are out, right? Like, that's just not something Kyle Kuzma's capable of.
I believe he has had a 50-point game in his career. I could be wrong on that. You can double-check.
Great. Who'd he play for?
And I believe he's also won a championship with the Los Angeles Lakers. Is he not?
Asterisk on that one.
There's no asterisk on. You mean when everybody in the world cared more? Everybody in basketball cared about only basketball, and the Lakers beat the Heat in the finals. It's no coincidence that LeBron James beat the Miami Heat.
Now you're lashing out. You're lashing out because the Heat lost. The Heat lost.
No, your point makes no sense, because if you're going to say, I understand what they did, they're going to get rid of Chris Middleton because availability is your best ability, and then they're saying the number one thing they got today was health. Well, I mean, then you're saying they're better, and Kyle Kuzma has actually been a pretty big game performer in his career, I think. He just hasn't played a big game in God knows how long, right. And he's a different type of player than Middleton. So let's look at the show. Let's look at it this way. What they did today was – both guys, in essence, play the same position for the Bucks, like the old-school small forward position. Mm-hmm. So the question becomes, which one would you, Alex Strope, as a fan, rather? Would you rather the guy that used to play power forward playing small forward, or the guy that used to play shooting guard playing small forward? Because that's the difference between these two guys. You got physically big today.
Yeah. Here's the tough part for me. And it's the latter, to answer your question. But I'm wondering what's next, right? Is Brook Lopez on his way out? Is Bobby Portis on his way out? Because if you're getting bigger, you might move on from those guys, and then Giannis needs to serve as your power forward or your five, right? So I don't think the Bucks are done, I guess is my point here, Evan. That's why I don't think they got significantly better.
When you say they're not done, let's talk about what that means, right? So my guesstimation is the two guys you mentioned, Lopez and Portis, are there. They're not going to get traded. That's my guesstimation. I could obviously be wrong on that. Mm-hmm. You could say, well, no, now's actually the perfect time to trade one of them because Kuzma can slide up and play the four, where Middleton, I guess, kind of could, but not really, right?
Yep.
So let's assume I'm right, just for a given take on that. So then you're talking about Connaughton, right? In terms of contracts that are movable, what can they get for Connaughton? Probably not much, because we heard forever, probably up until today when the Pistons traded for KJ Martin of the Sixers, who eats up some of their salary cap space, that the Bucks were going to consider a trade with Detroit to put Pat Connaughton on the Pistons and add like a future second or whatever it is to that. So you tell me, how do they continue to make moves, and what kind of moves are there to be made?
Well, the one I want to target is your guy, right? Jimmy Butler is the biggest name left that needs to be moved before tomorrow's deadline. I don't know, and you'll know better than me, this is why I wanted to talk to you, is what is the market for Jimmy Butler? Because obviously now the Bucks got under that second apron today by moving on from Chris Middleton, meaning there's a possibility Jimmy Butler could be next. I mean, I've been playing around with trade finders, Evan. I'm not going to bore you with the details of that. It would take a lot to get Jimmy Butler in Milwaukee. But A, what do you think the trade market is for a guy like Jimmy Butler? And B, do you think it is a realistic possibility for Butler to wind up back in Milwaukee where he played his college basketball?
Yeah, I would love to understand how they could make that happen. So you have to help me with one thing. Has the Bucks-Wizards trade with Middleton actually been announced by either team?
It is not yet. It is not official yet.
Okay. The reason I ask that is you cannot then trade Kyle Kuzma, if that's where your mind is going here, with any other player and aggregate him to get Jimmy Butler, and their salaries don't work. So you cannot do that. But if the trade has not been announced, that means there would still be a chance that this trade could be folded into other trades to then pair up Kuzma with other pieces like Lopez and Portis, as you mentioned, because it is not technically completed. Once it is completed, you basically have no shot of getting Jimmy Butler, because unless you want to trade Giannis or Dame, I'm going to guess they won't do that.
Correct.
It's a gut feeling on that. Yeah. So Brook is, I want to say $22 million, and Portis is like 12. I'm literally doing this off the top of my head, so I could be wrong on that. So let's call that 34 to $37 million between the two of them. You need about, I think, 12 more million to get to Jimmy. So then let's put Connaughton in there just for argument's sake. That gets us to 9. And then Miami would probably actually do that, because two of the three or one of the guys, Brook Lopez, would be an expiring contract. Portis and Connaughton, I think, would each have a year after this year, if I'm not mistaken. But then if you're the Bucks, you would have in essence traded Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis, Chris Middleton, and Pat Connaughton for Jimmy Butler. Why would you do that? There's no logic behind that, because you literally would not have anyone to play center in this spot. So I think the Jimmy Butler dream for the Bucks is over. I think this was their, not that they were dreaming of that, the hypothetical is over. I think what they have now, and again, my numbers may be wrong on this, but I think they're in the general vicinity correct. So what you would be doing now is you'd be looking to maybe move Pat Connaughton somewhere to get something of equal or lesser value.
Math major Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike with me here, Alex Stroh on ESPN Wisconsin special breaking news coverage. Evan live from New Orleans and Radio Row. Thanks to our friends from ZipRecruiter. Evan Cohen, of course, on Sportsmanlike weekday mornings 5 to 9 on ESPN Radio. Evan, then I'm listening to you kind of hash through this, and well done. No, not joking. That was impressive to fly through that.
I may not be 100% right on this, honestly.
You're very close, though.
Check me.
You're very close. Now, my question, I guess, after hearing you say all that, are the Bucks done?
Yeah, I don't. Okay, how about this? I think they don't. How about I say I don't think they want to be, but they may have to be.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Because do they have anything now to pair with Connaughton? Because I hate even doing this to a guy that was such a positive contributor to winning a championship there, but he's now become kind of a negative asset at $9 million a year. So I guess you would have to be willing to take on a contract that would be much worse than that in terms of amount of years. And I guess you would have to add dollars. So I think they probably don't want to be, but may have to be, or maybe it's like a minuscule kind of piece that's around the edges. I guess.
Yeah. So
they can't do what you. Well, I shouldn't say this. Unless they're willing to move like Andre Jackson Jr.,
which they might be.
I don't think so. I wouldn't if I'm them.
I wouldn't.
So I'm looking at this now. I finally have my computer in front of me. Okay, so Lopez is 23, so I was off by $1 million. Portis is exactly what I said. He's at 12.5 or so. So let's do Connaughton plus Beauchamp. However you say it, Marshawn Beauchamp.
Beauchamp, yep.
Yeah, so that's $12 million. And now do they have picks left? Any picks left here? They have some picks. Yeah, you know what? Maybe they're not done.
Are you just rifling through the ESPN Trade Finder right now, Evan? Is that what's happening?
I've never heard the trade machine called the Trade Finder. But I am looking at, I'm looking at all my trade information here. I have this in front of me now. So I don't think they're done, but let's do it this way, Stroh. Let's try to build a trade for all the great ESPN Milwaukee fans that are Bucks fans also. Tell me the type of player they need right now. What position does that player play that you think they need?
Give me a two or a three.
Okay, a two or a three. They probably
that can so score.
That's it.
Defense wouldn't hurt. Length wouldn't hurt. Knowing how to play basketball wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, I don't see the obvious one here. I'm just looking at some of the bad teams around the league right now. They don't have enough to get Cam Johnson, I don't think, of the Nets. You'd have to give up every pick basically that you have. But if you can pull off a way of getting him, oh, my God. Like, if you trade Connaughton, let me see if I could do this here. Hold on. Beauchamp, and I'm going to put Andre Jackson Jr. in there.
This is immaculate stuff.
I love Andre Jackson Jr., so let me put the
– You a UConn guy? What's your fascination with Jackson Jr.? Obviously, has found his way into starting lineup.
I just watched him play in college. I watched him play in college, and I said he was my favorite player in the draft, and I told people before the draft I desperately wanted him on the Heat, and the Bucks took him in the second round. So the big deals, no, they're probably done with the big deals. I guess they could put together a deal here with three or four of these guys and potential whatever tradable picks they have to get somebody that could be a starter for them. I don't know that they're going to get a player that you're going to look at and say, well, that guy's there, so they're going to win the championship because of that guy. If I had to guess, if you're going to win the championship this year, it's going to be because Kuzma fits perfectly with Giannis and Dame. That would be my guess. That's the big move.
So when you as we rifle through this, as we go through the numbers and everything you're looking at on the trade machine, excuse me.
Yeah. Finder.
What? You can't let anything slip, can you?
Look across from you. He'll tell you.
I assume you're referring to Josh DiMaggio?
No, wasn't there another guy in your studio? I got to go in a minute also. I don't want to have to go, but I told Josh I have a radio hit in Oregon coming up.
Oh, wow.
I think Jason will be. He's also going to be on in Oregon as well.
Okay, that's great. I appreciate your time. Well, Ben Brust has been sitting here. You are correct. Scared to talk to you. I have more questions, but Ben wants to make it about himself. I know you want to yell at Ben. You guys got 30 seconds. Go. Nothing.
I didn't even know I was coming on to this right now. I was all ears feeding you all these great questions, Evan Cohen,
all these
and then
great
you
questions.
Throw me under the bus right here as I fed you everything. And yes, I did talk to Josh DiMaggio and say, why is he saying the trade finder?
Excuse me, Strofe.
Yes,
you are excellent at what you do. You know I think that.
Thank you.
Now I understand why you called it the trade finder. Ben saying he wrote everything for you.
He
makes
didn't.
Sense.
He didn't write. He fed me one
Ben
thing.
Russ, the trade
Just
finder.
Take it. Run.
Take it and run. Take it and run. You're
Evan,
the winner here.
Evan, enjoy Oregon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy Oregon. He's not going to Oregon.
He's talking to people in Oregon. Beautiful state up there. Evan Cohen of
All right,
Sports.
I'm in now after that. I am in now after that. How about that?
What do you mean?
Now that the interview's over and you go to break, can I just be on now? Been sitting here the whole time. I'd love to be on.
Ben Brust has been at home with the flu the last four days.
I'm itching to be on the air right now.
You got to calm down in the commercial break, and we will come back. We will continue to discuss the Milwaukee Bucks. Chris Middleton going to Washington.
Got a lot of thoughts.
Joshy, is that what you want?
I might make Will take over.
Part-time Will. Summer's back in... Back in the
you got 3 hours with me on Sunday at Pato for the big game extravaganza.
All right, I've lost control. I've lost control. Chris Middleton is a Washington Wizard. Kyle Kuzma is a Milwaukee Buck, unofficially as it stands right now. We continue to react with you right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Special Bucks Coverage on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
The Bucks have made a trade ahead of tomorrow's NBA trade deadline. Chris Middleton is out. The three-time All-Star and 2021 NBA champion is a Washington Wizard. Kyle Kuzma and Patrick Baldwin Jr., the Milwaukee native, on their way to Milwaukee. Alex Strofe with you here on ESPN Wisconsin special breaking news coverage leading into Kyle Bruston-Ortman coming up at 2 o'clock, but he's been out for a few days. He's got way too much energy. I mean, reading the YouTube comments right now, Doesn't Ben have his own show? LOL from Cody. Joseph S. Ben can wait until 2 p.m. People really excited to welcome back Ben Brust, everybody.
You know, it's funny that you want to go to the chat and Josh is going to ding, ding, ding. But hey, buddy, I could really use a little sidekick from 1 to 2. You know, I'd love to have you a part of the show. So what a great welcome.
Josh, you know for a fact that never happened. I was told, hey, you're on from 12 to 2. Ben's with you at 1. It's 12:53 and here he is.
Been in the studio for 30 minutes.
I've been hanging out for quite some time right now.
He's just been itching to get on the radio.
Fascinating from Evan Cohen and from Unsportsmanlike, because as you guys played Trade Finder in Alex Stroff's world, which we knew, I went to Josh DiMaggio right away in his ear. I was like, there's no way Evan Cohen's going to let Alex Stroff say Trade Finder on the air. Essentially, going through the potentials of what could happen next. Because as it stands right now, when people hear Giannis, Dame, and Kyle Kuzma, I don't know about you, it doesn't make me feel good at all.
No, it shouldn't.
And exactly what you just said. It should not make you feel good at all. The first thing I'm seeing is, all right, this is a financial move. You've hit on it a couple times. This brings the Bucks below the second apron. And if you don't know what that means, essentially it gives the Bucks more flexibility to potentially, that's a huge key word, potentially do some more things to help this team. But based off the conversation, if you've missed any of it, starting at 12:30 with Evan Cohen and Alex Stroff, they're trying to do the mental math of figuring out what contracts could be paired with who to potentially bring somebody in to help the Bucks bolster the roster to win an NBA championship. And to me, they got to do something, but I'm starting to fear that they're not going to be able to do anything, and that's not good. Because Kyle Kuzma is not a player that fits well with Dame and Giannis. I'll just say it what it is. He is a 33% career three-point shooter. He is primarily a I-need-the-ball type scorer. He is an average to below average defender. At what point in anything that I say about Kyle Kuzma does that make you feel good about getting rid of Chris Middleton, despite how, I don't want to say bad he's played. It hasn't been great.
It hasn't been great.
Obviously,
it's been inconsistent.
He's coming off of injury. Yep. But it is the same guy who, out of nowhere, while he was hurt, while the other two were also hurt in Giannis and Dame last year against the Pacers.
And he was awesome.
Put the team on his back. He is getting old. Father Time is undefeated. But I don't feel great about what they have currently. And the conversation with you and Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike scared the hell out of me that if this is all they can do, I'm worried that this is just like a means to an end.
Yeah. I mean, at what point, if this is it, right? Trade deadline isn't for about 26 hours. But if this is it, do you look at this lineup and go, yep, they're right in there with the Knicks and the Celtics and the Cavaliers. Right?
No! Like
that's a team that's going to represent. And don't get me wrong. Yesterday, had you asked me, is this a team that's going to represent the Eastern Conference in the finals? My answer would have been no. My answer today is even in bold and italics, yeah. No. Right? Like, they didn't get better today. They
nine, got, niche, zero, no.
Nil. They got cheaper, right? They got under that second apron.
Yep.
They got a little bit more consistency out of their lineup because Middleton's always hurt. Kuzma hasn't been a ton this year. But I don't know that they got a whole heck of a lot better.
And they traded a young, up-and-coming guy as well. That is a really interesting part of all of this.
Yeah, so, I mean, that has to do with the financials by trading A.J. Johnson, the first-round pick from last year. I don't know if he would pan out to be anything. I don't know if he will pan out to be anything. He's going to a place where players go to die, a la Johnny Davis. But
is this
I don't
just,
get it.
Are we just sitting here talking about potentially not wanting to talk about that this is it? That it's kind of done.
I think we're beating around the bush a little bit.
I think we are.
Now, I do want to give them the time that they do have.
They do have some time.
They have 26 hours.
But by golly, in 26 hours, change the hearts of Milwaukee Bucks fans, John Horst. Otherwise, man, this would be a sad way after trading for Dame and then now getting rid of Chris Middleton and ending up with Kyle Kuzma, this is how you want to go down? It does. I keep saying to myself, they're not done.
Mm-hmm.
But how are they not going to be done? How can they make something else happen?
Look.
And who can they bring in?
I've pitched the idea of Jimmy Butler. It would take a lot. Tinker around on Trade Finder, Trade Machine, whatever you want to call it.
I'll tell you why Jimmy Butler won't happen.
Okay. We'll dive into that. Coming up next with you until 2 o'clock. It's special breaking news coverage. Chris Middleton out of Milwaukee. He's traded to the Washington Wizards. Alex Strope, Ben Bruss. Roll on with you on ESPN Wisconsin right after this.
The Chris Middleton era is over.
How would you describe what Chris Middleton means to you?
Chris, you did it, huh? You f***ing did it.
Has it to Middleton. Middleton puts up the jumper. Puts it in! Chris Middleton, another clutch shot in these playoffs. And the lead back up by six. Timeout, Peter.
That would have been just great.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton. Happy birthday, Jason Kenton. Places at the bridge.
This is special box coverage powered by ESPN Wisconsin.
Breaking news coverage here on ESPN Wisconsin. Chris Middleton and A.J. Johnson traded to the Washington Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma, Patrick Baldwin Jr., the Milwaukee native, and a second-round pick. I'm Alex Strofe with you. Ben Brust hanging out with me from the Gerber Law Office's One Call Atzel Studio. He is so eager, Joshy, to talk. He's raising his hand while I'm introducing the damn show. What?
Well, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I feel like it would... As he plays this music, play that.
Only got 8 seconds left.
Oh,
it's been a long day.
Dude.
What I want to know is, based off that song choice, based off the hour that we have dedicated to this specific coverage, because maybe we can give it 15 minutes and something will happen, but in the next 10 to 15 minutes, do you think it'd be worthwhile to relive and let fans chime in their favorite Chris Middleton moments? Because as Evan Cohen joined you, as a Heat fan, he said, I knew Giannis was the best player, but I knew Chris Middleton would have the biggest moments and hit the biggest shots. Because I can tell you, there's a lot of where were you when moments when Chris Middleton did things for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, I'll give you mine. And you can give us yours on the Cardinals Talk and text line 800-990-3776. What's your Chris Middleton moment? I think a lot will agree with me, though. Game 3, Eastern Conference Finals, Atlanta Hawks, no Giannis, 20 points in the fourth quarter. That was such a crucial part of the Bucks winning that series. And obviously, they get Giannis back in the finals against the Suns. And Giannis does Giannis things. He's a complete superhuman. But Chris Middleton coming up in such a crucial moment when his Batman is gone and Robin ascended to be the key player. 38 points in that Game 3 win, and that included, I think it was 20 in the fourth quarter against the Atlanta Hawks back in 2021. That was the holy bleep moment for me. Like, they're going to do this. Right, like, as a Wisconsin sports fan growing up, you kind of, at least for me, right, I'm 26, so I saw the Packers Super Bowl win in 2010. But other than that, and Ben, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to throw you under the bus in a moment. It's been like, we can get close in every sport, but we can't quite get over the hump. Badgers basketball, Final Four, and then the following year, the national championship, couldn't get over the hump. Even though Wisconsin Herd player Justice Winslow definitely touched that basketball in the national championship game. That's neither here nor there. The Packers, 2014, 2018, 2020. I mean, you name the year, Heartbreak City. The Brewers. Some really fun runs. Could never get to the World Series. So even when the Bucks were that good in 2021, it wasn't until that game where I said, holy crap, they're going to do it. They're going to get to the finals, and they're going to win in the finals. Chris Middleton, 38 points, 20 of which came in the fourth quarter of Game 3 against the Atlanta Hawks. That's probably my favorite Chris Middleton moment.
Yeah, Chris Middleton, I remember this is a... Not my favorite moment, but one that I know stands out. It was the opening series, I believe. Might have been game one, if I'm not mistaken. I remember because of COVID, it pushed back the postseason, which obviously the Bucks, when they won it in 21, won it, I believe, in late July, in which we had a parade in downtown Milwaukee in August because of the way that they had to play like 2.5 seasons within like a 365-day calendar, all while Drew and Chris got on a plane after winning the NBA championship to go to the Olympics and help them win gold. But starting all of that after they were in the bubble was the Heat versus the Bucks. And I remember being in the alley of the Deer District. And it was just one of those moments of it's beautiful outside. We're moving past being inside. We can all have, nice drinks and beverages and conversation. There was no capacity limits outside. And I remember hearing the roar from every single person when Chris Middleton hit the game winner, I believe in overtime, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. I believe you're right.
And that was the start of the run for the Milwaukee Bucks in that championship season. In all of those, right? Everything that sticks in my head is getting out of a time where a lot of it was out of all of our controls as people. And then next thing you knew, the Bucks in the city of Milwaukee, where I had just moved to in April of 2021, provided life to the city, to people, to the Bucks fans after 50 years of waiting. And then, you know what also happened?
What also happened?
My man went for 15 straight points against the Atlanta Hawks. 15 straight, I believe, to start the third quarter. And then Drew Holiday went to work in the fourth quarter. But from a Chris standpoint, Giannis is out. We think he's never coming back. His knee bent in a way where we've never seen somebody's knee bend and then come back in the finals. He defied all of human biology and the way your body is supposed to work. But Chris, in that time, no matter if you thought he was overpaid, no matter if you thought he was a 2 or a 3 or a 4, whatever you thought of him, put the team on his back, and Giannis came back. And it's just one of those things where everyone has those moments.
I can hear Ben Bruss getting choked up over the fact that he reminisces on Chris Middleton's era in Milwaukee as the Bucks 3-time All-Star, well, now former Bucks 3-time All-Star, has been traded to the Washington Wizards. We are awaiting official confirmation from the league and from the teams, but obviously the reports are true and have been ongoing for over 24 hours now. That Kuzma and Middleton is the trade that the Bucks were eyeing up. Benny, I haven't gotten your take on the emojis yet. I'm fascinated by them. Red circle, white circle, thinking emoji from Giannis. Tweeted, then deleted following the Chris Middleton news. I think I have one. It could mean red, white, and blue being like sad.
Huh?
Red circle, white circle, and then he's like pondering. So I view that as maybe like, because you can say you're feeling
no,
blue.
I know.
Houston Joshy. Rockets.
Houston Rockets.
Red, white, pondering.
What are you pondering about
the Rockets? Yeah, what are you pondering about the Rockets?
We have to do it this hard?
Yeah.
Giannis requesting a trade?
Oh, stop it.
Jeez. Lord.
Here's what I got.
That is not goodness. News. That is not a report. That is Josh being an idiot.
Kuzma, red.
You being the idiot.
I got it. Kuzma is the red circle.
Sure.
Don't like it. Red, bad.
Okay.
Patrick Baldwin, white.
Neutral.
Bland.
Sure.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pondering, what the hell is going on? We just traded Chris Middleton.
Huh. Okay, I like that.
Inside the brain of the former teammate of mine, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, people do forget. Ben Brust, a credited assist to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Have you known him longer than Chris Middleton? Was Chris Middleton a Buck when you were
Yeah, Chris was getting shots up while Giannis and the starters were
you three go back.
On one side of the court, and then all the other bums were on the other
side.
Who
needs a big three of Damian Lillard, Giannis, and Chris Middleton when the OG big three was Ben Brust, Giannis, and Chris Middleton?
Yeah, my pals. I bet Giannis didn't blow his per diem at the casino. He probably invested it.
Where do the Milwaukee Bucks go from here? Less than 26 hours now from the NBA trade deadline. Is there another move on the horizon? Or is your new big three in the 414, Kuzma, Giannis, and Dame? We will dive into that coming up next with you until 2 o'clock. Special breaking news coverage, Chris Middleton, a Washington Wizard. The cash money Middleton era in Milwaukee is over. Next on ESPN Wisconsin.
You said that too exciting.
You're listening to Special Bucks coverage on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
On ESPN Wisconsin, Alex Rope, Betty Bruss, Joshy DiMaggio hanging out with you as Chris Middleton and A.J. Johnson, the Bucks' first-round pick from last year, have been traded to the Washington Wizards. Coming on back is Kyle Kuzma, Patrick Baldwin Jr., and a second-round pick. You're staring at me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be respectful of you driving a show because I do that from 2 to 5, so I'm waiting for you to give some direction. But if you want me to rip off takes, I got takes.
The floor is yours.
All last year, I called the Milwaukee Bucks what?
Old.
Old as can be. And it's the old Bill Belichick, right? You almost would rather get rid of him.
You're about to make a joke about his girlfriend?
Zero. I'm staying focused here. We're doing a Bucks-centric show right now. I'm talking about how when Belichick felt like it was a year too early to potentially get rid of a player, he would do it. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest faults of Horst and this entire Giannis last 2 to 3 years is loyalty. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I get it. I love it. I think that's why we love him. But the fact of the matter is, when I see Brook Lopez and Giannis Antetokounmpo and their families this past offseason having a grand old time in Disneyland, I know Brook's not going anywhere. But I've also seen that Brook Lopez is a very good NBA player. But at his peak, before now, and as we're seeing him set screens and still do the bud, like pick and pop and shoot, like... Mm-hmm. What would his value have been then? What could you have gotten for him then to make you more competitive now? Pat Connaughton is a guy that has zero value. Zero. Like, you'd have to, like, beg
negative.
Guys just to take his contract
it's
on.
Value, yeah.
Just to, like, write something off the books. Bobby Portis, the mayor, would have obviously, like, kept him as long as I would have liked from a fan perspective, but I'm not looking this right now from a fan perspective. From a general manager perspective, what's Bobby worth now? All three of those guys in the last two seasons, which you were bumped out of the first round of the playoffs, what could you have gotten? And I know it's hindsight, and it's one of the hardest things to do in sports, especially when you had a franchise that won a title and you thought you'd built a core that could do it for a long period of time. But some of the best have to make very, very hard decisions that are unpopular with the fans in the moment that pay off later.
You're totally right. And I think the Belichick analogy there is the correct one to make, right? So hindsight is a dangerous thing because you're right.
For sure.
It would have been the right move maybe last year to move on from a guy like Middleton and a guy like Connaughton.
And it still would have been too late, but it would have been better than... Too late,
right?
Which is what we're doing right now with Kuzma on the Bucks for Middleton.
Yeah, Middleton was too late. And, I mean, again, hindsight is dangerous because, I mean, we saw how good he can be in that first-round series last year against the Pacers, right? You're in a game, I think it was game three, you're without Giannis, you're without Damian Lillard, and Chris played a really good game. They ended up losing that game, but he was terrific.
He was awesome. I mean, I was downstairs in my basement going nuts. I was like, how is this old man with a bum ankle doing this?
I don't remember why I was here, but I was here. I remember watching it on the TV behind me.
A little sidecast on YouTube?
I don't know what we were doing. But I remember watching it on the TV just behind me here at the Gruber Law Offices, one called That's All Studio in downtown Milwaukee. And, you know, he was still capable. And Ben, the tough part with Chris and... the tough part with hindsight is, you know, he's still got something left. You just don't know how much and how consistent it is, right?
But they, you do.
They've tried this plan all year that I think the intention, right? You didn't know all season you were going to trade him towards the deadline. They've approached all year with Chris of managing his minutes,
yep,
managing his workload, with hopes that come April and May and hopefully June that he can play 30, 32, 34 minutes a night. And that was the approach they took with him. And obviously he's battling injuries and he came back later. And there was rumors that he was cleared weeks before he came back earlier.
Everything you just said right there is the important part.
You're right.
Because going back even to the year after they won the championship, he slipped, he hurt his knee, and Giannis did his best to will the team in the Eastern Conference semis against the Celtics.
Yep.
And couldn't get it done. No Chris.
Next year, the Heat. No Chris Middleton.
There it is.
No advancement for the Bucks.
So now we're even deeper in somebody's career trying to manage minutes while he's also not meeting deadlines as is in terms of his own injury prognosis. And you know what I mean? It's just like there was enough there that if there was any value, there's a reason why you're only getting Kyle Kuzma right now.
Here's the comparison I would draw for our Packers and Bucks fans out there. Chris Middleton reminds me a lot of Jaire Alexander, right? When they're healthy, they're good. When they're able to play, they're really good, right? All-star, Pro Bowl-level guys.
Better locker room guy, I'd say, Chris Middleton.
Accurate, regardless, in terms of just play on the field / court, right? Like,
comp is hurt.
When you're there, you're super helpful. You're super important to team success. But the big issue is we don't know if you're going to be there. And it's really hard to run an organization, whether that's the NFL or the NBA in this case, of that's our third option, right? We know Damian Lillard is a great scorer and can shoot the lights out of the place. We know Giannis is one of the best players in the world. He's added his mid-range game. He's the Eastern Conference Player of the Month last month. We know he is star level. Who's our third guy? And Chris sometimes was, and then you have nights like last week when they're out in Portland and he picks up three fouls in the first quarter and he can't utilize them then. And then you lose to who are hot now, but at that point, the lowly Trailblazers. So
let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
If Giannis and Chris didn't have the relationship that they have, mm-hmm, and you could take out Giannis completely from your decision-making, do you think Chris Middleton would have been gone within the last 3 years? Because I do.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, winning a title, having your, you know, I said at the beginning of the show, back at noon, they had the ascension of Batman and Robin. And now today, Batman has lost his Robin. But Robin's been really questionable and inconsistent and not quite Robin level the last couple of years. And many parts... at no fault.
Robin's been like the Penguin with, like, you know, like the walk with the cane, you know, like that's what Robin's been like.
What?
Joshy, help me out here. You know what I'm talking about.
The Penguin with the cane.
If you're doing Batman and Robin, he hasn't been Robin. He's been more like Penguin, you know, hobbling around with the cane.
What the hell are we doing?
Yeah, but in this situation, Ben, they would have to be rivals.
On the same team. I get it. I know. Rivals, same team.
I compared them more to SpongeBob. They've become Barnacle Boy and what's the other
Mermaid
guy?
Man.
Mermaid Man.
There we go. Full circle. I knew you could do it, Joshy.
There was a 0% chance that Barnacle Boy and Mermaid Man were making the Middleton show. I mean, people are listening to us on I-94 going, what the hell are these bozos talking about right now?
No. I think they got it. They got it. We got there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah, we got there. So anyway, my
overall point was, because Giannis and Chris have such a strong relationship and they did it together, they got to the championship together, it became near impossible for Horst to find a justification to move Middleton. And now he's moving him and he sent him to Siberia, where you said every player goes to die right now, which is the Wizards. And your return doesn't make you feel like you're getting any closer to a championship. And now we're hoping and waiting that if you're by a keyboard and you're on the trade machine, that you could come up with something that the Bucks are smart enough to come up with that an actual team would agree to.
While we mentioned there Siberia and Washington being that place, Chris and Giannis have a right to be pretty upset about him ending up there, huh? What they did for the franchise, for the level of player that Kyle Kuzma is. Like, he's healthier, but it's not like you're bringing some star in.
No, you're not bringing in, like...
You're sending him to one of the worst places in all of major sports in America to play.
And you're giving me the most, like...
Yes.
Non-compatible guy to Giannis and Dame that probably worsens your odds to win a championship.
I think there's going to have to be some relationship rehabbing there.
Oh, there's going to be an internal PR meeting from midnight to noon. Or from end of trade deadline for 24 hours, the Milwaukee Bucks PR team better be getting some statements ready. They better already have like a statue.
I feel like they've been working on them.
Module of some sort.
I have an update on the Giannis tweet, by the way. The red, white pondering tweet. So his brother, Kostas Antetokounmpo, was also traded today. He was traded to a red and white team. So that could be what it's about.
Huh.
I don't know what country, to be honest with you. But just figured I'd fill you in on that.
Oh, man.
Well,
this is getting confusing.
But red and white, Wizard. Okay. I am confused, for the record.
I'm so confused.
I mean, naturally, that's just kind of my natural state, as Josh
scheduled
is well
to
aware.
Appear in Kyle Bruston-Ortman is
Thanasis
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, we will hear from him in about an hour on KBN. He is going to weigh in on this big trade, which I look forward to. It's very late where he is.
I'll be like 10 o'clock.
I have a really good question for you guys.
For us or for Thanasis?
No, for the other two people in the room not speaking at microphones right now.
Hey-o.
Did the Milwaukee Bucks get closer to losing Giannis today?
No doubt. No doubt.
I don't think so. I have a hard time believing he wasn't in these conversations. That's not to say he wasn't, or he was thrilled about them or excited about them, but he was in the loop on this.
Yeah, I am. But look, I
think you can be in the loop and not happy with the loop.
No, I agree with you. Not be
I've been in many loops I didn't want to be in.
And you didn't like those loops.
No.
Hey, Josh, you're no longer going to be producing Scalzo and Brust. Oh, no.
And that was a phew.
He goes up.
Finally.
Thank goodness. Right. Here's the thing, though, that makes that question tough to answer for me is I've never really. Not never, but recently have not been under the impression that Giannis is going to finish his career as a Buck. Like, I think eventually he will go to one of the larger markets. And, you know, obviously every offseason it seems there's a quote about Chicago.
Well, this is the double-edged sword, right? You want to do everything you can to keep him.
Yeah. Today didn't help.
Until today.
Today didn't help.
What have they done?
And maybe we're wrong. Maybe he's a huge Kyle Kuzma fan. He's a big fan of the Jenner family. Like, he's probably, maybe he's a big Kyle Kuzma fan. What do we know?
Yeah, Giannis really happy to have a career 33% three-point shooter who needs the ball to create offense.
Yeah, 15 points a game on the worst team in the league.
Now, will he benefit from Giannis? Yes.
But absolutely.
Would
everybody
somebody
does.
Else better than Kyle Kuzma for Chris Middleton benefit from Giannis? Yes.
Totally. But... And you know, the interesting part talking to Evan is maybe the Kyle Kuzma era in Milwaukee is the Carmelo Anthony era in Atlanta, right? Maybe it's a 24-hour thing where he gets moved again.
I keep refreshing my email for the Bucks PR team to officially make this trade, like, the Bucks have sent, and like in Kyle, and if I see that, I'm just gonna go like this. If you're on YouTube, I'm just gonna
lower your chair,
sink into my seat.
Yes, you
dramatic effect.
Thanks for the act out, bud. Yeah,
that was. You could tell there's a little bit of rust on Ben Brust. Ben Rust today, as he comes back from his flu to kick off.
This will be better, Joshy. I'm a little taller now.
All right, stop.
The carbless
pocket text line. Is 800-990-3776. Liz is more with Carbless, 800-990-3776. As Ben continues to sink and smile like a kid at, like riding a carousel at Bay Beach in Green Bay, we go to the legend, one of the all-time ESPN Wisconsin callers. Leroy in Milwaukee. What's up, my guys?
How you guys doing?
Leroy, I love you, and Josh DiMaggio is on the show today.
So happy to hear from you, Leroy.
And you know it. Too bad we ain't got Josh. I got you guys. What the other one at? What my other
Scalzo.
Scalzo. Scalzo, y'all my team, man. I love you guys forever, for life.
Hey, love
man,
you too, Leroy.
But I want to get to this trade. Man. You know I'm a Bucks fan. Okay, I tell you what. Kyle Kuzma. Okay, he's an NBA champion with the Lakers. Okay, I understand that.
Yep.
But what about, I'm still, I want Jimmy Butler up here, you guys.
I do too.
For some strange reason, I want him up here. I want him up here, family. It just, I don't know what we got to give up to get him. That's the question. We already gave up Chris Middleton. And I love Chris Miller, Cash Money Middleton forever. I'll forever love him. But what else do we have to give up to acquire Jimmy Butler?
The whole world, and you have to figure out if Jimmy Butler even wants to come to Milwaukee. And you have to figure out if Giannis is okay with Jimmy Butler coming to Milwaukee.
If you're Giannis,
there's so many pieces.
Well, okay, so let's just focus on that one for a second. If you're Giannis.
Love you, Leroy.
Leroy's the best. That laugh is number one, Josh DiMaggio number two, in terms of best laughs in Wisconsin. So if you're Giannis, to your point, Benny, there's no way you're at shoot around today going, yeah, we got significantly better today. Here we come, LOB, right?
Well, I wouldn't show up. I said, I'm not playing with you bums.
Right, but like, I imagine Giannis' mindset today is not, yeah, we have catapulted ourselves back into the championship conversation. The mindset today is, we better have something else coming. And that something else better be something that rhymes with Lemmy Luttler.
Yeah, again, Giannis is such a competitor that I wonder how this will change his outlook and mindset to who joins the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been about they have to be the right fit. Like, you know, is this going to make us a better championship team? Dame seemed to have fit at the time. Did he love Drew? Does he still love Drew? Does Drew love Giannis? Yes. But it seemed at that time that it ran its course and you brought somebody in that seemingly was championship hunting at the back end of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Can Jimmy Butler come to Milwaukee and accept it not being his team? I don't think he can.
Yeah.
I don't. He just proved, with one of the best-run franchises in all of sports,
right,
say what you want about the Heat or not, if they think they're annoying,
no, you're spot on.
They've been consistently successful and made many finals appearances. And Jimmy wants out. I want nothing to do with that. I don't think it works. It causes more headaches.
Yeah, I don't.
It feels good, right? Like the idea of saying, we have Jimmy Butler, but now you trade all these assets? That you're gonna need to dial up that trade machine and get rid of some guys. The next thing you know, Andre Jackson's gone, and then what?
That's
35,
gonna be what it takes.
33, 30?
You're not getting significantly younger, which you didn't get significantly younger today, but you got younger.
And
today,
if it doesn't work, that's closer to what?
So here's the other thing.
An exit for Giannis.
Let's think about the other names that are being floated. It seems like the Bradley Beal thing's done, but when it comes to Phoenix, the other name that's being floated around is Kevin Durant. Let's just go ahead and say what that is. It ain't happening, right? I mean, Kevin Durant's not coming to Milwaukee. Sorry to break it to you. There's not a ton of big names left, right? The big names that were going to get dealt have been Zach LaVine, De'Aaron Fox. We didn't expect it, but Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic have already been dealt. Jimmy Butler is really that last name where NBA fans go, okay, that's a sexy name. That's a game changer. But to your point, I don't know. I think he has to understand the position he's in, which is I've got 26 hours, 25 and a half hours to figure out where my next destination is. Teams that are going to be looking to add Jimmy Butler are not going to be teams that need a franchise player. They need a second option, or in this case, probably a third option in terms of scoring offensively. Can Butler accept that? I don't really think it matters, because I think he's going to have to, because it's not like Washington is knocking on Miami's door and saying, hey, knock, 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 we're the worst team in the league.
But what do the Bucks provide the Heat for Jimmy Butler?
Alleviation of the headache that is Jimmy Butler. And then obviously there's got to be some player comp, right? So that would be your Pat Connaughton. That would be your Bobby Portis. That would, you know, you brought up Andre Jackson Jr., who I'd hate to move on from, but that's a name you could throw out there.
For a rental.
For a rental. But what are the expectations of the Milwaukee Bucks? To win a championship. The championship window is open with one of the best players in the world. You have to capitalize. And if Jimmy Butler is the only route left over the course of the next 25 and a half hours to search, you have to do it. Yeah, you have to look into it. It would be bad on John Horst. It would be bad on the Bucks organization to not at least, I'm not saying pull the trigger, do whatever it takes, but at least look into it. Because we know for a fact the Miami Heat are not, their door is not getting kicked down for teams looking at Jimmy Butler. They're just not. Right? This guy is clearly, he's been a headache in Philly. He's been a headache in Minnesota. He's been a headache in Miami now. We understand he's not the greatest locker room guy, but damn, can he play ball.
You missed Minnesota.
Missed Minnesota.
Okay. I love that Minnessota story.
Yeah. Isn't that great? When he joined the second team and just smoked
them. Kicked their butts.
Right. I mean, he's amazing at stuff like that. I think it is in the Bucks' best interest to look at Jimmy Butler. Now, does that mean it's going to happen? Maybe, maybe not. But that would be the route that I would go. We will continue to discuss the Chris Middleton trade as he is out. He is in Washington. Kyle Kuzma, the newest Milwaukee Buck, along with Patrick Baldwin Jr. Our buddy Brad Nortman is going to join us on the other side. Roberto and Racine, I see on the Carbless Talking text line. We will get to you coming up next as we continue to dive through this. Thank you, Benny. We will hear you at 2 o'clock on Kyle Bruston Nortman. Brad Nortman will join me next. Alex Stroff with you. Special coverage, breaking news. The Bucks have made a trade. Chris Middleton out. We will continue to react next on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Special Bucks Coverage on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
News coverage. The Bucks have traded Chris Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Washington Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma, Patrick Baldwin Jr., and a second-round pick. I'm Alex Stroff with you from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All studio. At the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, Joshy DiMaggio, Riley Yauch working hard on the ones and twos. Part-time Will Summers, formerly known as intern Will Summers, also holding it down for us. Joined now by the former NFL punter, the co-host of Kyle Bruston Nortman weekdays from 2 to 5 on ESPN Wisconsin. Bradley Nortman joins me in studio. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. Exciting day in a lot of ways in the state of Wisconsin.
Exciting might be strong here.
Headline worthy, maybe. Yeah, maybe that's a better way to put it.
Yeah. Chris Middleton out, Kyle Kuzma in. Your initial reaction was?
Well, I wasn't surprised that Chris Middleton was moved. We've been waiting on this news for a long time. And I was, you know, as I usually do, updating Twitter and trying to get my news. Of course, all the great, most respected news sources are indeed on Twitter. So I'm looking it up. I see Chris Middleton traded. So I was like, here we go. Jimmy Butler, here we go. Maybe Bradley Beal loosened his grip in Phoenix. And I saw Kyle Kuzma. And I was underwhelmed. I'm not going to lie. I was underwhelmed. I hadn't even thought of the name Kyle Kuzma since the bubble. And I had to do some deeper dive into what kind of player is joining the Milwaukee Bucks. And I got to say, I was in general underwhelmed. Now, I do think this is an upgrade from Chris Middleton because Chris is consistently injured, and there's a question mark on how much he can routinely add to this team on the court. That is, there's no one doubts his character and his heartbeat in the team itself. But I looked at it, and Kyle Kuzma is having one of his worst years in recent memory. Shooting percentage, 3-point percentage, points per game, it's all down. Maybe he can change that coming to Milwaukee, but I just figured, I know nothing is easy, but I just figured you're going to give up a guy that is past his prime in Chris Middleton. This is probably long overdue, and he's going to have his number retired by the Milwaukee Bucks, and you traded him for someone that I think makes your team marginally better, but certainly not a championship favorite. And I just, I was underwhelmed, Strophy. I really was. And the other thing I thought of too was, you know, they added, you know, Horst added Johnson onto the trade, right? Your first round draft pick. Yeah. Man, it's another admission to Horst can't draft, right? Because if he was a guy you were really excited about, no matter what, with Giannis and the future of this team, if he was a guy that was a high-ceiling potential guy, you would never package him and send him out for a guy like Kyle Kuzma. So I was a little bit deflated in that. Not only are you getting rid of your guy in Middleton, which you sort of knew, when you're trading first-round draft picks less than a year after you draft them, it's an admission you got it wrong. And Horses consistently got it wrong with first round draft picks, which is why we find ourselves in the situation after all.
Yeah, I the NBA is a little tricky because I don't know if it's necessarily an admission, and the draft is so weird, right? Like, unless you're a top five, sometimes top 10 pick, it's pretty hard to carve out a role in the league. Of course, there are exceptions to the rule, Giannis being one of them, a late lottery pick. But and number two, it takes time, right? Like, A.J. Johnson's a pretty thin dude and still a young guy, so he's still got plenty of time. But I mentioned earlier, Brad, to your point, he's going to a team that that has not been great at developing talent, a la former Wisconsin Badger Johnny Davis. The Carbless Talk and Text line is open for you to react to Kuzma. Chris Middleton out of Milwaukee. The Carbless Talk and Text line. Liz is more with Carbless. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. ESPN is your way in. Roberto in Racine, you're up on ESPN Wisconsin. What's up, Roberto?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. Gentlemen, yeah, on the trade, sad. I knew it was going to eventually happen. Still other parts that we can move. And then A.J. Johnson, well, you know, supposedly someone that we're looking to use in the future. Let's see. And then Kuzma coming in, I don't know. Like I've heard time and time again, and he is having one of his worst years. So, and then with Middleton again, I don't know if he's going to stay there. I don't think they have the money for him to keep him there next year. As far as Giannis, I don't recall him saying Chicago as far as one of the international players stops. I know he said East Coast or West Coast with the guys, and he wanted international players to be with the big markets. I don't recall that, so I'm saying, hey, is he putting it out there that eventually he'll go to Chicago because it's a big market and he's unhappy with Milwaukee if we don't win a championship in the next 3 or 4 years? That's about it. I'll listen to you guys.
Thanks, Roberto. Roberto and Racine on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. Liz is more with Carbless. The Giannis thing is the next domino, unless something massive happens in the next. We're just over about 25 hours and some change until the NBA trade deadline.
Do you expect another trade to occur? Yes or no? Like, if this, like, are you anticipating this is the Milwaukee Bucks team to win a championship in 2025?
Well, let me tell you this. This team ain't winning a championship.
No, they are not. No, they are not.
But, do I expect another move? I think expect is probably strong.
Okay.
I wish for, I hope for, I long for, I crave. I don't know that I expect.
I was here for the audience. I was here for a little bit, but as you and Ben were talking wonderfully, and it was entertaining as always. I was spending time in the NBA trade machine, and I tried just about every single possibility that I could do to get Jimmy Butler now with this current Bucks roster to Milwaukee. And darn it, I couldn't figure out a way. Without adding a third team, I don't think it's possible. I'm pretty well-versed with the NFL salary cap. The NBA salary cap feels like a different language to me.
Oh, it's complicated.
So
aprons and such.
All these trades just get rejected, rejected, rejected. Part of that reason is because the Bucks have painted themselves into a salary cap hell of sorts, to where they are stuck in so many ways. So when you're a team that's as desperate as the Bucks to win a championship in what feels like a closing window with Giannis, this is the kind of thing you do. I do not expect another move because I don't know how they pull it off.
Yeah, it would be complicated. The good news is today that the Bucks needed to accomplish three goals before the trade deadline, in my eyes, right? Number one, they needed to get younger. They did that by acquiring Kyle Kuzma and shipping out Chris Middleton. Number two, they needed to get under that second apron, which once this trade becomes official, that will be the case. They will be under that second apron, so no long-term consequences there. And gives them a little bit more flexibility, A, once this trade becomes official to tomorrow's deadline, but B, this upcoming offseason. The third thing I wanted them to accomplish prior to the trade deadline is get better. Maybe marginally. but I think certainly they got not significantly.
Can this team make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, even?
Can they? You have Giannis. I'm never gonna bet against Giannis. But I don't feel as confident as I did in 21 or 22. Yeah. Or
the only way, you know, this team makes a run like that, goes to the Eastern Conference Finals, goes to the finals, is individually and collectively, they put on their superhero capes, and then they refined their primes. Now, Giannis is in his prime, and I expect him, if he's healthy, to be playing at the greatest player on planet Earth, who he is. But Dame's going to have to refine his prime. Brooke Lopez is going to have to refine his prime. Kuzma's going to have to play the best year of his career. You're going to have all these other guys, Bobby Portis, Pat Connaughton, step up and reclaim who he once was. And you have to have Doc get in his bag and be like the 2008 Celtics. If that happens, maybe they can make a splash. But you're talking about everyone turning back the clock anywhere from 17 years.
So just to recap, Brad Dortmund's game plan for the Milwaukee Bucks to win the championship in 2025. Giannis, you keep doing you, brother. The other 12 of you and Doc Rivers, get in the time machine. Let's go. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Brad Dortmund, Alex Stroph with you for a couple more minutes here on special breaking news coverage. Chris Middleton to Washington. Kyle Kuzma is the newest Milwaukee Buck. We will wrap up our coverage leading into Kyle Bruston-Nortman coming up right after this, right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to special Bucks coverage on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
I went to a shrink. Final thoughts on the Milwaukee Bucks trade with the Washington Wizards. Chris Middleton out. Kyle Kuzma in, among some other pieces. A.J. Johnson, the first-round pick for the Bucks, goes to Washington. Patrick Baldwin Jr., UW-Milwaukee Panther legend, back in Milwaukee, at least for the time being. A second-round pick also coming back in the trade. That is the report from ESPN's Shams Charania. Alex Stroph, Brad Nortman with you for a few minutes, leading you back into Kyle Bruston-Nortman here on ESPN Wisconsin. So final thoughts from me on this are this. The Bucks got younger today. They solved some financial situations. And this is quite obviously an emotional day for Bucks fans, right? Chris Middleton is debatably, and maybe not even debatably, the second best player in franchise history. He's on the Mount Rushmore. Right, I mean, he helped win a championship. He was with Giannis from the formative years for both of them through their all-star years to today, when Chris Middleton has moved on from. But this was a move that was completely necessary and maybe even overdue. Middleton has been inconsistent and unreliable. And again, that's not necessarily his fault, right? Your bodies break down, you have injuries, you go through it. That's what happens in professional sports. But this was a move that was necessary. Now, the return on the move, maybe not the most exciting. Kyle Kuzma is by no means an all-star. He's by no means a franchise-changing player. But he is a good basketball player. And yes, it's been mentioned a few times, not by me, but other people. He is an NBA champion, winning that bubble championship with the Lakers back in 2020. So can Kuzma maybe improve and add some consistency and some chemistry to this Bucks team as they gear up for a playoff stretch and hopefully a championship stretch? Yes. But does this catapult you into a championship conversation that you were not previously in? The answer definitively is no. So for me, over the course of the next 24-plus hours, it is monitoring what is next for the Bucks, if anything, as they try to catapult themselves into that championship conversation, Brad.
It's well said, Strophy. I mean, the Bucks are in a better position in a lot of ways now than they were this morning. You said financially, age, all those things is right. And, you know, this is sort of what happens when you hold on to an asset too long, right? When I think that the Bucks held on to him too long. They held on to several people maybe too long. And now you're dealing with the aftermath of trying to make yourself a contender, make yourself relevant, and to pacify Giannis, right? It's a very hard thing to do. Pacify Giannis, keep his dudes together and his guys, the guys that won a championship together, but also put together a compelling team that can be good year in and year out. So it's a messy business. Hate to see Chris Middleton go. Love Chris Middleton. Thank you for the memories, and thank you for the championship, Chris Middleton.
We will see. I mean, a big name would have been great. But the Bucks already have two of them. And Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo, as Chef Ed points out in the Carbles Talking text line. Hopefully everything goes really well.
You need three, though.
I think you need third.
Three.
I'm with you.
And I don't think they got their third.
Maybe you'll prove us wrong.
Hope so.
Hope so, too. That will do it for our special breaking news coverage here on ESPN Wisconsin. A big thanks to Unsportsmanlike's Evan Cohen, to Ben Brust, and to Brad Nortman for joining me throughout. A big thanks to Riley Yauch and Joshy DiMaggio, the legends, for helping keep us on the air, making us sound good across ESPN Wisconsin this afternoon. As normal scheduled programming. Kyle Brust and Nortman starts in 2 minutes right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're back at the gym. Your new gym outfit? On point.